Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. This is episode 141. It's also our second video episode. The way that I was unbelievably resistant to having a video element is kind of laughable, because if you look up anywhere online how to grow your podcast, any network meeting I had, management meeting I had, casual conversations with friends or other friends that have social media shows or podcasts, etc. Rudimentary piece of advice, have a guest. I was like, no, the thing is, this is a solo podcast. They're like, have a video. I was like, no, I want it to sound like a phone call. I love being proved wrong. I love it. Because when I'm resistant to something, if I feel incredibly inflexible about a situation and finally decide to give in to someone else's advice and I realize that it's something I should have done all along, I love that. I love it so much more than being proved right, where if I think that I shouldn't do something and everyone's telling me I should and then I do it and I'm upset with myself for doing it and it does not bring the outcome that I believed that it wouldn't. I don't know why I'm talking in double negatives. I hate being proved right, because then it makes me feel like I wasted my time and I should have just listened to myself all along. When I'm proved wrong, I get to learn something, and I love that. But even having the video go up on YouTube, it's the first non-short video that I've posted in months, and I love YouTube. I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately, actually. Completely different content than I've watched in the past. A lot more educational content. Business tips, financial tips, growing social media tips. Then I have, a couple Kendall Ray videos and Mile Higher podcasts. And then I have my tarot readings that I love to listen to as well. But I've been back on YouTube and I like it, because posting on YouTube made me think maybe I should consider reviving this dying channel. The way that I put so much effort into my YouTube channel for over a decade and then to just let it dwindle feels... how does it feel? The thing is, I left the door open. It wasn't a closed chapter. I contemplated leaving YouTube, but I didn't actually want to leave it for good. So I just took long breaks. But I don't know, I really like being on camera. If you're watching the video element right now, comment how many fingers I'm holding up. Okay, this is the real one. It's fun. And now I'm more keen on creating maybe an outfit video or a weird video. I'd love to know. I also started a Patreon last month, and that has been incredibly fun, because one thing I like about YouTube right now is how you can have your own show. You can have a really high production, high value, informative, well put together show, and it exists as your own. You have your own channel. It's under nobody's network but your own. I think YouTube is really great for that. I mean, think of all the creations that get to exist that wouldn't have maybe been made otherwise. But when I first started YouTube, it was MacBook Photo Booth, baby. Like, it was casual, in your bedroom, after school content. And I've always missed that. YouTube has evolved so much that I don't think that there's a market for that. However, people that really like that and people that have been around long enough to have watched those videos from me, I think are subscribed to my Patreon, and there's a video tier that I do. I have two tiers. We have the price of a nice coffee and the price of a cocktail. And in price of a cocktail, that's where I post video content. The iced coffee tier is extended podcast episodes. More personal stories, oh, I already know. I'll talk about the celebrity 4th of July party that I went to as my Patreon story for the episode. But I post that in the iced coffee tier, and then you get that in the cocktail tier as well. But in addition to that, you get the extended episode now as a video, and then you get videos from me. So let's go through my Patreon really quickly, because this has been a whole new project. Yeah, for the video podcast last week, I did Going Out with the West Side Boys and just my weekend on the West Side versus the East Side, which, side tangent, I record the podcast on the West Side. I live in Silver Lake. I'm in Venice right now, and I stopped at Alfred to get a matcha. I was feeling quite tired because we've had a really hard week in my apartment. The apartment has been struggling and it has been stressful. So I did not sleep well last night because of stress and I needed a little oomph. So I walk into Alfred's to get a matcha. And as I'm ordering, one of the employees says, don't put that order. And I love her. I love your TikToks. I love your videos. And gave me my matcha for free. That was so sweet. Thank you, Haley. But she was like, what are you doing out here? Don't you live on the east side? I said, yeah, I record the podcast. She's like, all the way out here? It feels like a whole different city. It sounds ridiculous to be 45 minutes to an hour away from another neighborhood in your own city, but going out with West Side Boys feels like an entirely different group of people than the chip nail polish, Nepo baby playing poor, edgy DJ boy that I'm used to on the east side. I also have packing for my Free People trip. Free People sent me to Martha's Vineyard, which was so fun. I talked about cosmetic procedures in a video. Some are a little bit chattier, just a Monday recap, going into more depth about the giant spring cleaning that I was doing and still am doing. I did a PR unboxing and recent purchases, but anything a little bit more private goes on there, but I've gotten to have more casual videos that have been great. And then I'm posting some other things as well. I have recommendations, which has been a fun collection to make. You know what I'll do? If you're watching on video, I'm going to do a screen recording right now because I realized until I made a Patreon, I didn't know what Patreon looked like. And so I'm going through my post right now. We have a reading challenge. We have the podcast episode for going out with the West Side Boys. And when you play it, it gets to play just like any other podcast. So you don't have to listen to it directly on the app. Then we have videos, a book recommendation, videos. Oh, I made an episode for Patreon where I talked about how I slept on a roof of my apartment for 2 weeks. It was a true nightmare. And I posted photos of the roof that I slept on. Dark days, man. Dark days. Oh, so that's what Patreon looks like if you've been interested. And I will have a link to it in the show notes if you are interested yourself in being a member. Another fun aspect that I didn't realize until joining is you get a chat. And I remember having a Geneva last year and it being really fun, but falling out of it a bit. And there's a chat on Patreon. And it's been really cool getting to see where you guys are spending your summers and what you guys do for a living. There's a ton of international people on there. We have someone from Nova Scotia, Canada, that's finishing up their undergrad in Comp Sci, moving to Montreal soon. We have someone from Switzerland currently living in Zurich but going to move to Bern soon for medical school. Someone from Finland studying literature. Someone working as a psych nurse in Minnesota. Tallinn for midsummer holiday. We have Houston, Texas, Colorado, Chicago, Philadelphia, Kentucky. In London, currently packing for Glastonbury. Northern Michigan, Florida, upstate New York, LA, Australia. San Francisco, the chat's fun. Someone sent affirmations. Someone sent a river they thought I would like. I sent this apartment complex that I love in my neighborhood. It looks like a castle. I'm like, guys, imagine if we had a weekend here. People sending recipes from farmers market purchases they made. It just is a lot more intimate. So if you do like this show and there's now all these ways to watch it and you're interested in something a little bit more intimate, we have the option of Patreon. If you like the video, now there's YouTube. There's been so many changes recently. I feel like I've gone through a transition. I feel like I've transformed internally, and I'm finally starting to see the results externally. And that's in my home. That's in my body. That's in my work. It feels like things are finally coming together in a way that I'm really looking forward to. And I want to take a moment to pat myself on the back. You know, you put a brick down every single day, and the next thing you know, you have a wall, but you don't realize the changes that you're making and the results that you see. But I feel like I'm finally benefiting from decisions that I've made, and I'm finally getting to see the outcomes and the results. I'm very excited for the future. It's also summertime, and I thrive in the summer. I love having a long day. I feel a lot more creatively inspired in the summertime because I get to spend a good portion of my day working and also a good portion of my day playing because you just have so much more daylight. I've already been speaking to my friends that I want to skip daylight savings this year. I'm not doing very much traveling this summer because I'm really enjoying my time in California. And I'd like to maybe spend this winter, maybe at least like a month or a few weeks in Australia. I've never been to Australia. I know nothing about it really. So if any of you have information, a place that you think I might like, a trip or some sort of group that I could go with, I'd love some information because, you know, they're going to be experiencing summer when it's winter here. So I'd love to skip a little bit of this darkness that's coming. But I feel really good right now and I'm happy. On a personal level, it's also been a wild week. Last weekend, I had 3 birthdays, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 4th of July was on Thursday. And then this weekend, we had a bug infestation in my apartment and we had to evacuate. It was gnarly. All it takes is one little leak, one little spill of juice, one little piece of food, fruit, meat left out for a fly to lay their eggs. It just takes one little bit and you can have your apartment infested. Oh, I can't think about it. I can't talk about it. It's too soon. Let's start with Monday. Happy birthday, Caroline. Happy birthday, Siafi. She's someone I would love to have on the show. To go back to my beginning statement of the episode where I was resistant to having a video element, I was resistant to having guests. Now that I have a video element, I'm kind of curious about having guests. I've had, technically, this is my 4th video podcast, but it's my 2nd video podcast with the mics, with the audio, with the setup going well. I had Tyra Booker, one of my best friends, who is a social director at ILIA. I had her as an episode guest for How to Make Friends as an Adult. And then I had Ella Snyder, who's also one of my best friends, who's been modeling for a lot of these high fashion brands, discuss the modeling industry. Caroline is someone that I've known for years, and she's one of the most fascinating people that I've ever met. She is brilliant. She is silly. She has such a creative eye, but she also has a unique background. I think she has a lot to say, and she's a visual artist. Her home is incredible. She has a really strong sense of spirituality, and I think she is really tapped into herself and also the future. And I think there could be some very interesting conversations to be had. We've discussed having her on the show, but now that I'm getting a camera set up, I'm much more keen. It was her birthday on Monday. So happy birthday, Siafi. I love you. We went to breakfast. Then Tuesday, workday, Wednesday, workday, up until the evening. My friend Christine had a birthday party. She looked so glamorous. She has this long beaded dress on. Star. And then Thursday was 4th of July. I went to Benny Blanco's Halloween party. That's what I meant. I went to Benny Blanco's 4th of July party. He has one every single year. I've gone every year since I've moved back here. And it's very a who's who of Hollywood. It was much more low-key this year, but I honestly had probably the most fun that I've had. And I'll discuss more of that on the Patreon because I'm sure some of you are curious about Benny Blanco's new girlfriend, and she was there. And you know what? I had a completely different reaction and expectation to what I saw, and I just couldn't have been more wrong, and I'll discuss that more. It was also a beautiful day. The last few times I've gone to Malibu, it's gray. It can be the most beautiful day in Silver Lake, not a cloud in the sky. Then I take the 101, I get into the canyon, driving through Malibu, and you can just see the clouds start forming. And then you get to the ocean and it's completely gray. And that's been happening the last few times I've gone. No, 4th of July, we had the most beautiful sunset. It was perfect temperature. It was sunny. It was It was lovely. It was a 10 out of 10 day. And then Friday, I really got to channel my redneck family. I have family all across the East Coast. And my God, do we have some gun lovers in the family. And they think of me as their little liberal city girl hanging out with the gays. Yes, I lean blue, but I'm probably pretty moderate. But they think of me as the farthest left that you could possibly get. Anyway, it was a friend's birthday, and she said, I want to try going to the shooting range. And I'll say, it's empowering to know that if I ever had to hold a gun, I'd be good to go. I spent a good bit of 2020 when I was with my family in Pennsylvania shooting, just going to the shooting range. A friend had... It's backwoods over there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. Especially if you're listening from a country that does not have guns, you're probably like, what are you all doing? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But guns exist and they're here, so I may as well know how to use it in case I ever encounter one. Are guns way too easy to get? Absolutely. It should be at least as difficult as it is to get a driver's license. You should have to take a test, prove to someone that you can use it properly, and have your name somewhere. There should be an identification. That being said, guns exist. They are here. I may as well know how to use one properly. So 8 of us went on down to the Oak Tree shooting range, and we shot pistols all afternoon. And my family couldn't have been happier. I think one of them said, we can't change your votes, but we can change your hobbies. It was like 100 degrees outside. But, you know, gotta keep y'all on your toes. You never know what's gonna come out of my mouth. Like, what did I do over the weekend? Was I driving a Jeep Wrangler through Martha's Vineyard? Was I at the shooting range? Was I trying to kiss Diplo in Paris? Am I pursuing a woman? Or am I just in a park journaling? You never know. I want to keep you on your toes. Friday night is where things went down. Get back from the gun range. I need to lie down. My roommate Tyra and I are watching Love Island. I decide I need to shower. I go into my shower. I notice 4 flies in my bathroom, and I think, okay, I'll be more careful about shutting the deck door when I'm tanning because we have a balcony and we'll open both doors. The apartment becomes very indoor-outdoor. So I see these flies and I think, all right, I'll be more careful about that. I don't want to bother Tyra. I just kill them quietly. Shower, head back, watch Love Island. I go to bed. I hear Tyra scream. Naturally, I ask what. She's like, there's like 8 flies in my room. What the fuck? I was like, I had flies in my bathroom too. Just kill them. We have to be more careful about the door. She's freaking out. Fall asleep. Wake up in the morning. There's like 6 flies in my room. It's really strange. There's like 2 more flies in my bathroom. And I mean, yeah, you get a house fly. Sometimes we'll have 2 house flies. It happens when you leave a door open. But this was a lot. Like, we really confused where they're coming from. And then we go to the kitchen. I can't even tell this story. I can't do it. I really can't. I'm trying to. I'm not trying to gag. I can't. It's so scarring, and we just had the exterminator come yesterday. Effectively, but I can't. I literally can't. I'm trying so hard, and I was so strong about this. I was so strong. But we had, I can't say it. I want to, but I can't. We had maggots. I didn't see them. They had all hatched into flies by the time, but I saw the shells. I've never seen so many flies. We were killing flies all day, and we could not find the source. We could not find the source. You would kill one, and 3 more would come out of nowhere. We'd probably killed like 100 flies just in the first part of the morning. I've never seen anything like that in my life. If you've had them, it is disgusting. Also, our apartment wasn't really in bad shape. Like, that's what I'm saying. For this to happen, it just takes one little bit for a pregnant fly to lay their eggs. I don't need to go into these details. This is not a fun story for anyone. It was not a fun day. We went to Home Depot, bought every fly trap and supply we could get. We went to Walgreens, did the same thing, went to Target. We were just gathering materials, trying to create a war zone. You know, shooting guns on Friday, killing flies on Saturday. It was an aggressive weekend. Could not find the source. Did not find the source until the afternoon. And then what? Who are my friends out here? Girls and gays. Any of the straight guys I know out here? Even still, they have this energy. Tyra and I are in my bed because that feels like it's the safest spot in the house. And we're just going through our contact list. Like, who can help us? Who can help us? Because it's the weekend. Obviously, we called exterminators first. They don't take appointments again until Monday. And we need this gone now. Now! Thank God for Greg. Tyra calls Greg. Greg sets us up with John. Never met John. Oh, John, my life. Call John. John says, I'm just home from the gym. Let me put on clothes. I'll be over. He was over in less than 20 minutes. John came over, cleaned everything out. Then Tyra, it's like, I can't stay here. I'm not sleeping here. We go to Cafe Triste to blow off some steam, get a little wine drunk, hang out with some friends. She stays at one of our friends. I have to go home and assess the situation. Fight or flight, I'm fight. I'm like, I cannot flee my house. This is my house. I need to know what's going on. I will not rest until I know that any remaining fly is dead. So I go home and kill any remaining flies, go to sleep. Obviously, it's not a great night's sleep. I have my mouth tape on, like, none of you were getting in here. Ugh, it's so disgusting. It's so disgusting. Because I'm still probably under-exaggerating this story. I've learned something through therapy that I'm an under-exaggerator and I'll under-react to situations. Sometimes my reactions are less than maybe what they should be, or maybe I will downplay stories. I think I'm doing that with this one. So gross. I'm trying not to tell this story very long. I promise. Just be careful out there, guys. Protect yourself. It just takes one. It just takes one. Obviously, this is a rare occurrence, but it can happen. I never thought it would happen to me. So I wake up Sunday. No flies. Love that. Tara's like, I've booked a hotel room. Sunset Tower, God bless her. So I spent Sunday at Sunset Tower, just chilling by the pool, having little sliders, a little iced coffee. Our friend Emily comes over. It's really glamorous. Same thing. Tyra spends the night there. I go back home. Like, I have to make sure. I get back home, there's a few more, and I don't fuck with that. So I kill those, and then I need a treat. I need a treat. So I go to the movies. Not that staying at the Sunset Tower all day wasn't a treat, but I need another. I need to give my brain a rest because it has been stressing itself out. So Tyra and our friend Dean and I go see Maxine, which all of my friends that have seen Maxine said they did not like it. I thought Maxine was so camp, so fun. Art house meets slasher. It's A24 Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I love it. The only critique I have is it maybe should have come out during spooky season. I think it would have performed even better if it came out in October. I will say it's not really marketed as the trilogy. I've seen both X and Pearl and now Maxine. And Maxine made sense to me because I had seen Pearl and X. But if you hadn't seen them, there's a lot of references to the other movies. And it's not obvious that they're all connected based on the marketing. But people are being hard on the movie. I'm like, I love it. And also, I could look at Mia Goth all day. I don't want to give any spoilers, but I think people were being hard on it. I liked it. And then I go home and there's no flies. But I'm still suspicious, so I don't sleep super well. Mind you, the idea of eating in the house, talk about a decrease in appetite. My God. Knowing what's in your house, it's like, no, I don't want to think of ingesting anything. Also, maggots, you know, they represent death. They're associated with death and dying. So none of that. Once again, another night of not great sleep. Wake up yesterday. I just go back to Sunset Tower. I'm like, bring me back to glamour. Bring me back to old Hollywood. Let me get a taste of the good life. So I work from there. And then, of course, I give myself a little hour moment to hang out at the pool. And then we go back home for the exterminator to come. And he was fine. Also, our landlord has been so unsupportive during this time. My texts to her are crazy. As I said, I'm not a very dramatic person. This was just unforeseen circumstances. My texts to her are frantic. I say her name and they say, next text, we need an exterminator ASAP. Our windows have tens of flies on them out of nowhere, ? This has never happened. Our trash is taken out and they are everywhere. Next text, do you have a number? Next text, please. SOS. Next text, friend downstairs has no flies. Next text, they're everywhere. This is 10 a.m., no answer. Tyra at noon sends photos. Took a photo, it's pretty crazy. Then at 3 p.m., I say, please, please call someone for pest control. We have an infestation of cluster flies. Then finally, she says, hi, sorry, just seeing this now. Let me see who I can call. Will you be home all day? Tara's like, yes, we've been killing flies all day. And she's like, I've been on hold this whole time. Can you try calling someone? Let's see who can get through faster. I said, we've been manually killing until we heard from you. She's like, I'm sorry, some fly traps would probably help. No shit. We already been doing that. The ones that hang from the ceiling, I'm not sure what an exterminator can do, but I'm asking. Then she's like, finally got through. They don't treat cluster flies. They said to set traps. Keep me posted. This is the only apartment I've ever lived in that we didn't have a monthly or seasonal knock on the door saying, hi, it's the exterminator. Let me know if you need service today. And they'd just come in, spray around the oven, the fridge, floor areas. I'm like, do I need to move? Zillow.com, help. Wow, I really didn't want to tell this story. I really didn't. I didn't want to make this episode about the damn flies. These flies are taking over my brain and I don't... This is not fun. This is not sexy. I will say, you can ask God for what, but you cannot ask God for how, because on my bucket list, it said to chill at the Sunset Tower pool. And cross that one right off. Check. There's always a silver lining. Might be thin, but it's there. To lighten the mood, also, I texted Tyra this morning. I said, I got a fun fact, a little fun piece of information. I said, good news, and Lord knows we need it. The list of millionaires and billionaires is always either Libra or Pisces. And she's a Libra and I'm a Pisces. So at least our financial chances are great. I need a deep breath after that one. The psychology of not feeling safe in your house, whether it's from a person, from a bug, it's got to be so interesting. Like the restlessness and stress that you feel being in your house, not knowing if it's contaminated or if you're in an exposed or vulnerable situation. And thank God these are harmless creatures. The only thing that they are is gross. No one's ever had death by well, I don't think. Damn it, I'm still talking about them. I'm so sorry. You all are going to hate me. I was so excited for the second episode because I felt like the first episode went so well. And here I am, just I got to be turning heads away. I hope you skipped through this. Maybe I should make an intro at the beginning being like, I talk about flies and I understand that maybe I shouldn't and maybe I talked about them for too long, but just know that the Q&A gets better. I am so sincerely sorry from the bottom of my heart if I grossed you out or made you sit through that. I'm so sorry, genuinely so sorry. We have to move on. We have to. Let's get into the Q&A. Let's switch up the energy. Let's see what questions you guys asked. My Instagram handle is Lexi, just like the name of this podcast. If you want to participate, I post a story slide with the question feature. It's normally on Sundays or Mondays. Now that I record on Tuesdays, it's every Monday that I post, just if you want to keep your eye out. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Guess what happened to me this week? I go to a popular Mexican chain. I get myself a burrito bowl. Eat it. Not a crumb is left. Not a piece of corn. Not a grain of rice. And I wait 10 minutes and I'm thinking to myself, I think I have to get back in my car and do it again. I have to go back and get a second. I have been so hungry lately. My cravings have been insane. And that sometimes, my friends, is what PMS looks like. You could say, it is what it is. Or you could manage your PMS with EstroControl. EstroControl is a gluten-free, dairy-free, and sugar-free supplement. And this supplement helps support estrogen hormone levels, relieve symptoms of PMS, promotes skin, bone, and joint health, supports immune function, assists in maintaining cognitive health, promotes liver function, digestive health, reduces occasional fatigue, and helps manage weight. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. And use the code Lexi for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Unless you're on Patreon or YouTube. Good God, this first question is from my reply guy that I slept with one time in 2020. I'll talk about that story maybe on the podcast as well. Yeah, I need to, because this is absurd. It's 2024 and I've never spoken to him again. What was your favorite one night stand? I don't know. I don't love a one night stand, to be honest. But sometimes, you know, the moods, I'm a human, I have urges. So sometimes you're out and it's like, I think I just need a throwaway card right now. Like, I want this experience, and no, I don't see this becoming a lasting relationship, but I'm interested in having a singular moment with this person. But I feel like they all sort of go in the same category. Obviously, if I had a revolutionary or super memorable, amazing one-night stand, I don't think it would have continued into a one-night stand, you know? This is a funny username, Midsize Sedan. Tips on making plans and staying busy. I think every Sunday or Monday, just to pull out your journal and divide it into 6 boxes, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and weekend. And anything that you know you have to do, put it into each of those days. And the days that you have more free space, like let's say you're a student and you just have every Wednesday off, see what the weather's looking like on Wednesday. Is it a nice day? See if you can take a day trip somewhere. You could do a long hike somewhere. Maybe there's a waterfall hike. Maybe there's a town you've been wanting to check out. There's a store you've been wanting to go to, or a restaurant that's kind of far away. Could put that in, and that suddenly makes the week more exciting, and then you have something to look forward to. Same thing if you have a slow morning or an open evening, that could be where you make your dinner plans, or if you've been needing to schedule an appointment or a meeting, just to get an idea of where your free time is, and then you can make plans for it. I also love having little routines. For example, Monday is my admin day. That's where I do most of my checking, my scheduling, going over finances, any sort of administrative work. That's mostly done on Monday. And then once I complete that, it's a lot of ideating and planning out. Then first thing Tuesday morning, I have the weekly touch base with my management. Tuesday is recording. Any recording that I need to get done, Obviously, this podcast gets recorded on Tuesdays. Anything else is recorded. And then Wednesday and Thursday are for editing. And then Thursday and Friday are for posting. Thursday if I'm running ahead of schedule. Friday if I'm just getting it up there. That's how I make plans. Pascal wants to know my go-to breakfast at the moment. If you follow me on TikTok, I've been trying to grow my tatas. I have a good size, but I was just curious to see if the lore that I read online actually is true. And the tales that I had heard were pumpkin seeds and bees pollen. So I make a yogurt bowl, Greek yogurt, handful of pumpkin seeds, just a little teaspoon, I think a tablespoon honestly is too much, of bee pollen flavor-wise for me. And then if I have fruit, I'll cut up fruit and I'll add that in. If not, maybe a little maple syrup. And then I rejected it for quite some time, but my goodness, I purchased the coffee cake Chobani creamer. It's my third purchase of Chobani creamers, and it's the only one I like, and I really look forward to having it in my coffee. The only thing is I haven't been really interested in coffee lately. I've been waking up with a ton of energy. It's because I've been very good with my iron pills. If you're low on iron, I have an iron pill recommendation. The ones I had taken in the past, I never noticed much of a difference, and they were synthetic. I take a hefty iron pill. Also, it's not just swallowing one capsule. Like, I swallow 3 to 6 capsules every day. They're called Lifeblood, and it's by this brand Heart and Soil. It has liver, spleen, red blood cells, and white blood cells. And I kid you not, when I am good with these, caffeine is not necessary. But this only is necessary if you're low in iron. I just am someone low in iron. And this is the greatest supplement that I've ever taken. They don't know who I am. This is not sponsored in any capacity. But if they ever did want to work together, I have nothing but incredible testimonies. Like, raving review for Lifeblood. It's intense. I subscribe to it because I need to know that it's coming. Because I don't know where they sell it. I know that they sell that brand at Erewhon, but they don't sell Lifeblood there. I just buy it online. Just giving a recommendation to my low iron girlies. And then I've also been taking NAD, which is a supplement that has a lot of interesting potential. I've heard really good things about it. It's my first bottle of them, and I haven't even finished it, so I've only just begun, whereas Lifeblood I've been taking for probably a year at this point. But NAD is supposed to help with cognitive function. It can help reduce anxiety and depression. It can help improve quality of sleep, reduce inflammation, help boost energy levels, help improve skin health. And then I guess it protects the brain from neurodegenerative diseases. I want to do more research into it. I am very curious, but that's my breakfast. And sometimes warm lemon water. Or I do a Dave's Killer Everything Bagel with cream cheese. And then sometimes, depending on if I've just gone to the farmer's market and I have produce, because I've become such a produce snob, inflation, obviously. And at this point, I mean, the prices of Target produce, Trader Joe's produce, and Whole Foods are not that different, and they are all shit. Well, Whole Foods actually isn't that bad, but Trader Joe's produce goes bad in a day, and Target, it looks like it's already bad, at least my Target. So I've become quite the produce snob. So if I go to the farmer's market, I will do a bagel with cream cheese and chop up cucumbers and do it like a sandwich. Or I will get an heirloom tomato and have it open-faced with flaky salt. Beautiful, beautiful. Yogurt or a bagel. Pascal also asked what my favorite cocktail is. I love an extra dirty martini. Love it. If I need a little oomph, an espresso martini. And if I don't think I'd trust their martinis, I'll do a spicy margarita. Millie asked a really interesting question to me. What are some rules that you will have for your future kids? Rules that I will have for my future kids. I've never been a mother before, but I plan to treat my kids with respect and listen to them from an early age. So that's more of a rule for me as a parent. I want them to know that I value what they have to say. Any way to get them to be involved, like a 4-year-old is more than capable of setting the table. Like, oh, mommy's cooking. Like, could you put these plates out for us on the table? Could you do the fork and knife? They're super capable of that. Rules, though. I don't know if I have rules as much as I have maybe parenting strategies that I'm interested in. I'm not very interested in having the TV play a large part into our household until they are much older. When I live alone, I do not plan on having a TV in my living room. And when I have children, I don't plan on the TV being very valuable. Being outside is going to be a high priority. I guess my goal raising kids would be for them to grow up feeling confident about themselves, curious about the world, kind and funny. Aw, someone slipping into the lava asks, is there a certain scent that always reminds you of your mom? Always love hearing about her. Aw, that makes me really happy that you love hearing about her. Shout out Sandy, love you. Was doing a huge closet clean, just deep dive clean out. Really wordy way to say that. And I found this necklace. Can I talk? Bracelet. I found this bracelet that Ana Luisa had given me. I did a collaboration with them back in the day, which they asked me to do again. I don't know why I never renewed with them, and I regret that because I had made a necklace with them and earrings. And my management at the time said, maybe, like, this feels like a lot. And I was just listening to what they said. That's a regret I have in this life. I'm like, I loved promoting it. I think they were saying it to me like, this might be too many posts. I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze type beat. So I didn't. But during that time, they sent me a bracelet that says Sandy, which is my mom's name. So I've been wearing her every day, and it's on the same arm as the tattoo of her car. So I love when I'm driving and I see that. I love seeing her name. I love knowing it's there. But a scent. It's interesting because I was driving the other day and I passed through something and I was like, this smells like my grandmother's car. And there was no reason and I couldn't really identify what the smell was. So I don't have a specific thing where I'm like, oh, that smells like my mom that I could think of concretely right now. But I do smell her sometimes, or there's little, it's more actions, like behaviors. If someone says something, I'll know, like, oh, my mom would have laughed at that. Or my mom would have really enjoyed being a part of this night. Things of that sort. It's more where I'm at. That's the stage I'm at right now. Cinnamon juice, same vein. It's like going on a girl's trip with just my mom and I. Questions you wish you could have asked your mom. Questions I wish I could have asked my mom. I wish I could have asked my mom at what age she felt ready to be a mother. I wish I could have asked my mom what being a mother was like and how it was in the different ages of me growing up. I wish I could have asked my mom about marriage. There are stages of life that I haven't arrived to, and I would have planned to ask her for advice once I had gotten there. You know, what marriage was like for her and what being pregnant was like and what it was like to have a child and what is it like being a mother? What was her experience with that? Especially at different ages, because I'm sure being a mother to an infant is a lot different than being a mother to a 9-year-old and a lot different than being a mother to a 15-year-old and then being a mother to a 28-year-old. I'd want to know how her experience was. Those are the questions I wish I could ask my mom. Lil Megs asked, on a note of Lexi Lombard summer, what do you think is a Lex spring and winter day? So my last episode was called the Lexi Lombard summer, and that is this summer for me, being outside as much as possible, reading, writing, being by the pool, being by the beach, being on a picnic blanket. But spring for me is my favorite season because it's the beginning of summer, you know, whereas Winter is a much more reflective season. It's much more escapist. It's a lot more inside, not only inside the house, but introspection. Whereas I find the warmer weather, the longer days to be more outside and more experience and more creation based. I find a lot of things in my own life come alive in the summer, just like the plants and the animals come out, whereas a lot of things go dormant for me in the winter, which is kind of why I want to escape. But I'm like, I was looking to escape the winter by moving to Los Angeles, but now I'm looking to escape the darkness, because though it's still warm, the days are still short. But I've been thinking that once fall comes, I want to make Alexi Lombard fall itinerary and Alexi Lombard winter itinerary. I'll give it more thought. Tori Ridge asked for dream partnerships. Okay, so I was looking at brands that I align with recently, and I'm going on a Ucil trip on Sunday. That's a company brand that does outdoor trips, so hiking trips. I'm doing sculpting seaside, so I'm going to be working with clay, making a design on a cliff overlooking the ocean. Beautiful. So beautiful. So I would love to collaborate with them, you know, and have a little field trip of sorts where we could do a meetup. That would be a great partnership. There's also a brand called Open, and they do guided meditations in Los Angeles, as well as an app that they have. And I would love to have my own guided meditation. That's a separate project that I would love to pursue, having my own guided meditations or bedtime stories. Imagine me reading you a bedtime story. What an easy thing to imagine. It would be great. Same thing with a guided meditation, something for you to listen to before you go to sleep, or voice act in some capacity. I see that for myself without any question. So I would love to have a guided meditation. Also, Nike Run Club. I love running to the guided runs on the Nike Run Club app. Same thing, I would love to have my own guided run. It'd be cool. La la la, Marcia asked your favorite feelings to feel. And my first one was like the moment after you finish having sex, or like you finish orgasming. You're just like, love that feeling. I wish my brain thought of something more wholesome first, but whatever. Obviously, I love feeling a little devious when I'm out with a friend. I'm like, ooh, we could be like little troublemakers tonight in an innocent way, but that's a fun feeling. And then, obviously, I was going to say I love feeling giggly, but I also love feeling serious and powerful, because I actually get to lead a life where I can be very lighthearted and silly and playful often, which is amazing. Those are obviously some of my favorite feelings to feel. But getting a chance to be serious and use that power, I find to be incredibly esteeming and satisfying. Gretchen asks, what happened to you possibly getting a puppy? That's been put on the back burner because I was following an adoption center and I saw this puppy that I really, really, really wanted. I saw the puppy and thought, you belong with me. Like, oh, you'd be a good combo. And I didn't get approved, or the puppy went to someone else. And then a friend of mine was fostering a dog and she felt like a good fit, but she had some skin issues and I wasn't prepared to take that on, so I didn't apply for her adoption. And then I think the hunt has just dwindled a bit, but I do believe when it's time, the right cat, the right dog will find me, or I'll find them. I do believe in my bones that what is meant for you, you will not miss. That's a beautiful note to end on. I will discuss the crazy reply guy one night stand and Benny Blanco's 4th of July party in the Patreon section. But if this is where our journey ends, thank you all so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed it. Give it a thumbs up. You can rate this 5 stars if you like it. It would mean a lot. And then leave a comment with any requests. You can always DM me on Instagram. I'm really all over the internet right now, on YouTube, on podcast, on TikTok, on Patreon, on Instagram. I mean, I don't think I've ever been on the internet more than I am right now. So you will find me elsewhere. But if this is where I see you next time, I look forward to it. Talk to you later. XOXO, Lexi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.